Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi everybody, just a quick bonus episode really. I know we've been off air for a while and we're hoping to get back next week actually. But in the meantime, I wanted to tell you about Luna Diamond, The Midas Star, a new screenplay published by the Profondo Rosso range, written by Luigi Cozzi, with a co-writer, Stephen Ross. I'm not sure who that is, but Lewis Coates is also credited, which is nice. Now, it's called The Midas Star, A Lunar Diamond Adventure, and it's basically, it's a stellar star of Star Crash fame. It's imagining that this is all going on in the same universe. The haunted stars do get a mention. So it's a screenplay, Star Crash adjacent, and it's about Luna Diamond, who has quite cool eyes that can be half moons or full moons if you look closely in her eyes. And she wears a very slinky outfit with moons sort of built in to her bra. And she has a co-pilot. She's basically like another sort of space pirate. There are a lot of space pirates in this. And she has a colleague called Carr, who is a kind of reptile, crab, humanoid kind of character. And she has a ship, and she goes around trying to find stuff. Her ship looks like a dolphin, and it can go into the water as well as fly through space. And she has the ability to turn into a mermaid using technology when she needs to swim underwater. There is an evil Baron, what's his name? Baron Shorkan, who wants to find the Midas Star, which will basically give him all the gold in the universe, so he can then destroy the Emperor and take over the universe. I'm picturing the Emperor, obviously, as being Christopher Plummer. And he injects Carr with a kind of poison made of miniature piranhas. And so there's a kind of blackmail that Luna Diamond has to go and find the Midas Star in order to get the antidote to save Carr. And then along the way, she teams up with a small child called Verna, who's lost her mother. And her mother is being held captive by Baron Shorkan. So basically, she's now got to do the thing he wants her to do so that she can save Carr, return Verna to her mother, and, you know, be a hero. There are also space Vikings who fly through the universe in ships that look like Viking longboats, and other kinds of space pirates. There are these big, slimy, kind of Cthulhu-like creatures on this planet where they have to go, where they're looking for an oracle to tell them where the Midas Star is. And there are these huge things with eyes and tentacles and lots of adventures, lots of shooting, laser guns, robots with forearms, twirling swords, which you, of course, will remember from Star Crash. Anyway, it's really fun and very, you know, if you've seen Star Crash, which, of course, you probably have, it's quite easy to picture how this film would look. And there is some wonderful sort of parallel universe where Luigi Cozzi gets the funding he needs to make this movie to look exactly like it was made in the 70s, so that it's the perfect companion to slash sequel to Star Crash. Perhaps using AI to give us a de-aged Caroline Monroe wandering past in the background in a crowd scene, and Christopher Plummer to make a cameo as the Emperor. But who would play Luna Diamond? That's a good question, I hear you ask. I don't know. I was basically just picturing Caroline Monroe as I read this. Anyway, if you would like to read the adventures of Luna Diamond, then you can get this from Luigi if you're ever passing by in his store in Rome. You can order it from the Profondo Rosso store online, profondorossostore.com, or you can just do what I did and buy it off Amazon. It's in English, which is great, obviously, I guess because Star Crash was in English. When I bought this, I thought it was a novel, and so I was surprised when I found it was a screenplay. It is illustrated. There are some pictures inside, which are nice, pictures of various different craft and aliens and robots and stuff like that, different planets. So that's quite cool. It would be good if somebody turned it into a graphic novel. It's definitely got that potential, because I do doubt we will ever see this as a film. But anyway, if you like Luigi, like I do, then this is well worth checking out. I am not being sponsored to give you this recommendation. I promise. I bought this with my own money. But anyway, there you go. So yeah, that is a quick Luigi Cozzi update. It's always fun when he puts out something new. I will probably add this to my very small series of episodes called Wild Wild Library, but I will also probably append it to the Luigi Cozzi season. Yeah, so that's it. We will be back with a full episode, hopefully next week. So thank you for hopefully still being subscribed and waiting patiently, because I'm sure, you know, you haven't got any other podcasts to listen to in the meantime. Anyway, that's it. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.